Good afternoon and a very Merry Christmas from your radio family here at WJJQ. We'd like to welcome you to the annual holiday presentation by the Tomahawk Middle School. The band and choir has their holiday concert this afternoon here on WJJQ. We'll start with a choir concert in just a moment. We'd like to thank our sponsors for making this time available. Dunn Financial Services, Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, Northern Sight Vision Clinic, Tomahawk Board of Education, Custom Accounting Services, PCA Tomahawk Mill, the Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Plant, and by the Tomahawk Education Association. Now, the Tomahawk Middle School Choir and their annual holiday concert.
So we'll be playing Winter Lullaby as our first song today. And this piece is a little more on the slow side. It has a very familiar Christmas song in it that you should be able to hear. So we hope you enjoy our performance of Winter Lullaby. So our second piece today will be Concerto for Sleigh Bells and Band, which will feature a solo in a few sections for sleigh bells. This is a march style piece, so it's a little bit faster. So we'll play our last piece for today, Concerto for Sleigh Bells and Band. Thank you. Our first piece that we'll be playing today is Hanukkah Dance. It's based on a Jewish dreidel song called Sivevon. For those of us that might know a little bit about the Jewish faith, the dreidel is a spinning top game that they play, and they can earn like candies and things like that. So it's based on a song that they use for dreidel spinning. And we will start with Hanukkah Dance. So our next piece is Hard Rock Jingle Bells. It takes the very familiar Jingle Bells tune and it puts it to a hard rock beat. It's more of my favorite types of Christmas music when we get to do stuff like this. So we hope you enjoy our Hard Rock Jingle Bells.
Thank you.
We hope you're enjoying our special concerts featuring the Tomahawk Middle School Band and Choir and their annual holiday concert. We just heard from the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade choir. Coming up in just a moment, we'll be featuring the Tomahawk 7th and 8th grade band members. Our concerts this afternoon brought to you by Tomahawk Education Association, Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Plant, Custom Accounting Services, Northern Sight Vision Clinic, Dunn Financial Services, Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, Tomahawk Board of Education, and by the Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill. Now, the Tomahawk Middle School Band.
The first piece that 6th grade choir is going to sing is called Something Told the Wild Geese. It's on a poem by Rachel Field about noticing as the seasons change what changes there are in nature. The next piece, Winter Song, is by one of our own Midwestern composers. Stephen Paulus lived and worked in St. Paul, Minnesota, and he wrote music for all sorts of different people. He wrote operas, he wrote music for professional instrumentalists, and he wrote music for children and youth. This is his Winter Song from 1976.
Ringing, they're ringing for you and me, playing the song and the wonderful.
Finally, we have a piece called Snow is Falling, and I think it's safe to say the students and I really enjoy singing this piece. I think one of the reasons, and you may know this, in music we have something called text painting. So if the music does something that the words say, that's text painting, right? And Ruth Elaine Schramm does a really fine job of that in this piece. So here's Snow is Falling. Seventh grade choir is the small but mighty choir. We're going to open with a piece called One Single Light, which has got a couple neat moments of canon in it, and just some other wonderful moments to sing harmony together. Good King Wenceslas talks about, he is a real historical figure. He was king of Bohemia. He's got some legends surrounding his life. So the story of King Wenceslas is in this tune. Going to close with a carol medley that takes its title from the carol The Holly and the Ivy. So that'll be first, followed by Angels We Have Heard on High, and finally Ding Dong Merrily on High. If you're a fan of choir singing long glorias, you came to the right place.
Dear.
eighth grade choir is opening with a piece called Madrigal of the Bells. And it's kind of a sound piece. It's got a lot of bell-like features in it. In the Renaissance, if you wrote music for church, that was one thing. And then anything that was for several different vocal parts wasn't for church. It was for singing with your friends or some such. It was called a madrigal. And it was in the local language instead of Latin. So this is a newly composed piece, but it's in the madrigal tradition. So this little babe is part of a set called A Ceremony of Carols. The eighth graders and I had quite an interesting discussion about this piece in class and about the composer as well. Not all of it that I can relate to you right now. So if you're if you know one of these eighth graders, ask them about this piece and what we talked about. The short version is Benjamin Britten was on his way back to England. It was a sea voyage during World War II. And at a port call, he stopped and got a book of poetry. A book of poetry from the 1500s and the 1600s. And this poem was in there. This piece has a couple of difficult spots. We're in canon in three parts at the beat. So you'll be able to hear that in the third verse, that every beat a new group enters. They've had a lot of fun with it, which has made me have a lot of fun with it. So here's this little babe.
Thank you.
as we were getting music for this concert, Sky suggested that we should sing Silent Night, which is a great idea because it teaches harmony singing really well, among other things. And they were willing to dig in and learn the first, because it's originally a German carol, as most of you know, to learn a German verse and then learn an English verse. So we'll sing a German verse and an English verse for you. Finally, thank you for joining us. It is time for us to sing a last song. So here is all of us together singing, I Saw Three Ships.
We hope you have enjoyed this special presentation of the Tomahawk Middle School Band and Choir and their annual holiday concert on this Christmas afternoon. Our concerts have been made possible by Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, Tomahawk Board of Education, PCA Tomahawk Mill, Tomahawk Education Association, the Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill, Custom Accounting Services, Northern Sight Vision Clinic, and by Dunn Financial Services. Wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas.